Chapter 98. The Lord appears to Paul.
Paul was just completing his third missionary journey. He left Caesarea and arrived in Jerusalem in 58 AD and proceeded to go to the temple with four others to purify themselves. But Orthodox Jews recognized Paul as having been seen in the presence of non-Jewish companions, and in order to see Paul killed, loudly accused Paul of bringing a Gentile into the court of Israel through the Nicanor gate in the temple. To do so invited death for the offender from the righteous anger of the Jews. As the crowd was beating Paul, the Roman troops moved into the crowd and rescued Paul. Paul volunteered to try to calm down the crowd by talking to them. But when Paul said that he had been sent by God to the Gentiles, he was once again attacked by the crowd and once again rescued by the Romans. An inquiry was set up by the Roman tribune and included Ananias, who had become high priest in 48 AD, and the Sanhedrin. Paul created a passionate argument between the Pharisee members and the Sadducee members of the Sanhedrin, and was once again rescued by the Romans. This time, he was taken to the fortress of Antonia, attached to the north side of the temple complex, for his own protection. That night, while sitting in his cell, Paul saw the Lord. The Lord instructed Paul to continue to be strong in his faith. Then the Lord again gave Paul a look into the future, as he had in 37 AD. "Just as you have testified for me in Jerusalem, so you must bear witness also in Rome." This time, Paul did not argue. By 9 a.m., he was being escorted under heavy guard to the Mediterranean seacoast city of Caesarea, and eventually to Rome.